for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You expect to ride saddle all the way to Colorado?
This is how the Tejano women talk.
I'll teach you the correct way.
This is correct, especially while wearing a frock. I've never been someplace where my eyes can see the horizon. Hard to imagine there are towns full of families and lives out there.
Your family is out there, Mona.
Mr. Montgomery, your horse's hind leg is tender. You should remove the saddle to ease some of the pressure.
Now, what does the saddle have to do with the hind leg?
Until we can get some water to cool the leg, removing the saddle will have to do.
Mona, you refuse to travel by train.
People should not be riding in anything that can carry you 25 miles in only 1 hour.
Let me sell my fine wagon and plank up for that tired old horse you're riding.
He isn't old. Just needs some purpose.
Now you want me to remove the saddle and put it where?
Can't you see that the horse's gait is off?
Do you want me to carry the horse too?
All I'm saying is you don't have to run the poor horse into the ground.
Run? We ain't running nowhere. Shoot, at this pace it'll take us a fortnight to get where we're going.
Colorado will be there when we get there.
Have you thought about your name?
I still do not remember. I'm afraid this journey will be off for now. I'm in no hurry to be disappointed, Mr. Montgomery.
You can call me Ezekiel, Mona.
I prefer Mr. Montgomery.
Are you going to call me Mr. Montgomery when we're married?
My God! Mr. Montgomery, will you allow me some time to mourn the loss of my husband?
I have all the time in the world for you, Mona.
All these names.
When we're married, you'll call me Ezekiel.
We'll see about that.
So you will marry me?
I said, let me think on it.
We already bickering like some old married couple. We might as well make it official.
Oh, Mr. Montgomery, I do declare I have made every effort to keep our relationship professional, if you will. I am fully aware that once we get to Colorado and Miss Brown pays you a finder's fee, You will gallivant off on your merry way.
I do not intend to do that, Mona.
Well, then I suppose your intentions are good. This plight has brought on a new set of worries. Hadn't had to worry since I've been married to Tump.
But I do believe Tump gave his life so that you can live yours. This is what he would have wanted. Have you considered Ramona?
I have. And there is no emotional memory attached to that name.
Well, maybe she named you after her. Hmm? Clara, Clarinda, Clarity.
That was my sister's name.
And she was born on the plantation at the same time listed as Clara Brown's advertisement? She has to be your mother. Why haven't you told me this? Where is your sister?
I haven't thought about her for a long time. She died.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
The horses need to rest. We should walk a piece.
Well, we need to get to the next town by sundown.
If we let them rest now, they will move faster later.
Well, I expect you would know. Would you like some water?
Thank you.
Doesn't it just make your heart glad to know that you are getting closer?
Kind of makes my heart ache. Hard to imagine that on this vast earth, after we've been torn asunder, that we should find our way to each other.
Our connections are tenuous, but we are all still connected.
Do you know where your people are?
My sister paid for my school fees in Columbia. They're well in Chicago.
I hear tell Chicago is a fine city.
I'll take you there one day to see the elephant.
What elephant?
To see the sights.
How do you expect I would be able to get the land back from Congress? No doubt with me and Tump gone that he would take it as his own. Taking that horse was the first brick.
Well, I suppose you would have to show proof of owning the land in your marriage to Tump. As his widow, you should inherit the land.
Those papers would not have survived the fire. Perhaps Clara Brown can loan me the money to buy the land in my own name.
Buy what you already own? No. The county clerk should have records. I will inquire about that as well. But, Mona, are you sure you want to go back there?
I have had to rebuild my life time and time again because men like Connors just feel it is their right to take whatever they please. I will not let Connors get away with what he took away from me. Tom's death will not be in vain.
What are you doing? Lucille, what are you... Hey, where are you going?
Away from you, John Connors.
Put your things away. Put that bag down.
I will not. This is an ungodly way to live. You and your high living on the nut with no pot nor window for your family.
I just got a piece of land and got some negotiations that will be complete soon.
Negotiations? You mean accrue more debt? I went to the store today and Benson wouldn't even let me put a yard of fabric on account. I can't even make a decent pair of breeches for William. Out of my way, John. The train is due at 1:30.
Now, just give me a moment.
I have given you plenty of time, excuses, and prayers.
Papa.
You taking William? How am I supposed to do all this work without him?
I ain't raising no farmhand. He is going to get a good education as you promised. He'll be a banker or even practice law.
Yeah, that boy ain't got enough sense to be a lawyer.
Pa's right, Mama. And I want to stay on right here.
Don't you have him doubting yourself, dear. You have just as much good sense as any decent person.
I like working on the farm.
As it should be. A man has to learn to work and make his way in this world with his own two hands.
That is a thumper. Especially coming out of your sauce box.
Lucy, what will I do without you? Please don't leave me.
Is that so? Seems like you've been living just fine with your horse by your side. Come on, William. Grab your bag and let's go.
I said I am staying, Ma.
But we discussed this, darling. Central High School in Philadelphia has agreed to take you in, even if it is in the middle of the term. We are fortunate.
Mama, you go. I don't want to leave Pa. He needs someone here with him.
You cannot leave. I have a reputation.
A reputation. Look at you. Drunk, in debt, no common sense. Your father would be so disappointed in you.
Do not talk about my father.
Only reason this two-bit town even puts up with your foolishness is because of your father's name.
I have my own good name.
All that your father's done for you. Made this whole town your oyster, and still you managed to fail.
I have not failed.
I mustn't miss the train. The next one isn't due for another 3 or 4 days. William, I will send for you once I get settled.
Yes, Mother.
Promise me that you will come when I send for you.
Yes, ma'am. I will come.
Let me hold you. Goodbye, John.
I will show you. Lucille Connors, do you hear me? I will prove you wrong. Fetch me a drink, son.
Yes, sir.
Morning, we will go look at the tract of land I just inherited. Specker will be good for grazing. We'll start with a few heads of cattle. I'll show her and everyone else that I am not a failure.
You settle the horses while I go arrange for a room.
Where are you gonna get us a room?
In this fine establishment.
Are you sure? I used to clean linens for places like this. They may charge $2 for the night. That 20 you have has to last all the way to Colorado.
And you made sure those linens you washed were clean, sun bleached, starched, and ironed.
Mm-hmm, of course. I wouldn't have gotten paid if they weren't.
Those are the linens I want to rest my weary head on. When you come in, sit at the bar. I have the bartender pour you a smile.
I prefer bourbon.
All right. Is your peacemaker loaded?
What? Of course. What are we walking into, Mr. Montgomery?
Folks can be ignorant. I like to be prepared, just in case I gotta teach anyone a lesson. Evening, gentlemen. May I join you in a hand?
How much you holding?
20.
Issued from what bank?
The fine state of Kansas.
Welcome, my friend. You arrived at a good time.
Fella ordered this for you, miss.
Thank you. What is this?
All I have is rye whiskey. Best this side of the state.
I have another.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice game, gentlemen.
Bartender, bring me a jug of Old Orchard and put it on this fella's account.
I didn't offer to buy you a drink.
Your horn swallowed me. Out of all my money, least you could do is buy me a drink. Yeah, you should buy all of us drinks.
If I wanted to buy you a drink, I would have just offered.
I don't know where you're from, boy, but around here it is customary to buy a man a drink after tricking him out of all of his money.
If there were any men in here worth buying a drink for, I would have offered.
You rather drink bullets, boy? Bartender, bring me a bottle of that whiskey and put it on this fella's account.
You move, bartender, and I'll blow out this whole establishment. Now, fella, if you're gonna shoot, you better not miss, because you won't get a second chance. You see, my money is on that fine young lady there at the bar shooting you first. She has a good 2-3 second lead on both of us. No, wait, don't go looking. Now she's there, hand on the pistol, trust me, she is ready. Her old man taught her how to shoot and he was a Comanche. Yeah, and the Comanche don't miss shit. Ain't that right, Mama?
Yes, sir.
She learned how to shoot blindfolded with one hand tied behind her back and only one bullet as a wild buffalo charged at her in a snowstorm. The buffalo lost.
Y'all can both go to hell.
You shot his hat clean off his head.
There was a wound.
Mr. Montgomery, will you stop brawling? Time to pull foot.
This looks fine.
Just... Oh, it's beautiful. You think we'll be all right here?
Mona, after you shot that man's hat clean off his head, no one will bother us.
I don't even want to touch nothing. How do you expect they got all these fine lamps and rugs and that chaise here in the middle of nowhere?
You can have the bed. I'll sleep on the chaise.
Thank you. I read advertisements for these new coil spring mattresses. What are you doing?
You don't expect me to sleep in my clothes, do you?
Could you keep your long johns on?
It's hot, Mona! fine. I suppose the only grown man you've seen without a shirt on was old Tump.
Good night, Mr. Montgomery.
Hey, aren't you gonna get undressed and sleep underneath the blankets?
I don't want to mess things.
After what we just went through to get this room, I want to see you sleeping like a queen in that bed.
Would you please look away so that I may undress?
Of course.
You may turn around now.
Now, how is that? Comfortable?
Yes, very. Clean, sun-bleached, and iron linens feel mighty luxurious.
And that feather bed?
Feel like I'm sleeping on a cloud.
All angels deserve their own clouds to sleep on.
Didn't realize how tired I was. Every other day is a battle.
Yeah. We'll be fine once we get settled.
How much did you win?
Doubled our money.
How did you manage to win so quickly?
Poker is an honest man's game, but too many liars play it. You see, I can always spot the liars because...
You are an honest man. Seems it would take a liar to know a liar.
Whoa, still do not understand why you're suspicious of me. I've been very honest, but you... have not.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you lie quite easily to yourself.
Why are you so infatuated with me? Is it because of the land that Tump and I owned? Or the land and fortune you expect me to inherit as Clara Brown's daughter?
Because you did not like Miss Diane's lemonade.
Oh, you mean because she didn't add enough sugar to it. How can anyone serve lemonade with no taste of sugar in it?
The woman wanted to save her sugar.
Then she should have served something that did not require sugar, like water.
I watched you tell her about lemonade correctly and directly. And that's when I loved you.
Good Lord, Mr. Montgomery. Love.
Yes. Yes, love, Mona. Care, patience, kindness, companionship. Honesty?
I know what love is.
It seems to me that you have some out-of-reach notion of it. Love is simple. And I'm willing to wait for you to realize that, mon ami.
But I do not know how to reconcile Tom and all that he did for me. This was the most difficult part of my existence when I was first taken from my mother. Hurting for her lullaby. Haven't allowed myself to even want to hear it for a long time. I feel the memories returning. My name is on the edge of my mind. Another time. This is a mighty big bed. I don't mind sharing it, Mr. Montgomery.
Oh, we'll have plenty of time to share our wedding bed. And it'll be even finer than that one.
Good night. See you.
Oh, my God. Mr. Tump?
Mr. Hayes.
Well, here, let me help.
Dip of water, please.
We all thought you were...
How is Mona?
Well, she's gone, Mr. Tump. She left with Mr. Montgomery to go find her people.
I am her family. This was a ploy arranged by Gunmer to take Mona from me. I have to get her back.
Thank you for listening to The Courtship of Mona May, featuring Brandon Michael Hall as Zekiel Montgomery, Gabrielle Atkins as Mona May Kristoff, Luke Slattery as Connors, Jocelyn O'Toole as Lucille Connors, Joshua Gold as William Connors, D. Reuben Green as Tump, Isaiah James Mueller as Hayes, Peter Keeley as the card player. Sound design by Experience J. The Mona May theme was composed and performed by Jeanette Berry. Art design by Saramit Morales. Produced, written, and directed by Yanni Smith. Please refer to our website for the list of the music used for this episode, harlemqueen.org. Thank you for listening to our show, and we are in the process of fundraising to present more episodes this summer. Please continue to support us by sharing, rating, and donating to our Patreon page, patreon.com/harlemqueen. That's patreon.com/harlemqueen. Thank you so much, and be well.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.